That's Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The heading is John the Baptist Prepares the Way. In the beginning of the Gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel hair with a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Amen.
"I've started, so I'll finish." That used to be the catchphrase of Magnus Magnusson when he presented Mastermind on TV. I'm not sure if Jeremy Paxman said the same when he hosted, but whatever was said, once the buzzer was heard, the final question had to be asked, giving the contestant the opportunity to answer, all of which could make a difference to their score and to the outcome. Perhaps you remember that phrase too. Yet I wonder if you know the opposite. In other words, do you know what it is not to finish? To start but never complete? To give up either through frustration or circumstance, or simply in the knowledge that you took too much on, that you bit off more than you could chew, as the saying goes? If so, you're not alone. And perhaps we could all say that we know what that means. Even so, Mark might say otherwise. Read the second book of the New Testament and you'll read of something that was finished. More than that, you'll read about someone who has finished what he set out to do. And so when Mark speaks of Jesus, he starts at the beginning, but then he takes us to the end. Despite being mentioned second in the New Testament, Mark was the first to write. And not for him is there time to speak of Jesus' birth, which we celebrate at Christmas, for Mark goes beyond. He recognized what God had begun earlier. And so right at the start, Mark quotes two Old Testament prophets. For it's back in the Old Testament writings that we first read of the promise of the Messiah, of Jesus, taking what was said by Isaiah and Malachi, amongst others, as the beginning. But then they themselves were inspired by God to speak of the future through the familiarity of their past. And so we trace the Messiah further still, until ultimately, even in Genesis, the first book of the Bible, an indication is given of what was yet to come. But even that suggests that there was a beginning before the beginning, leading us to conclude that the Messiah has always been, that he is God, as well as being the second person of God, All of which means that God began a process that would affect all of those who lived in ancient times. But just as Mark speaks of Jesus' beginning, he also speaks of an end, of an outcome, all with implications for the future, all of which has implications for all who've come since, including you and me. For Mark prepares us for Jesus' ministry. His is the shortest of the four Gospels, and his speaks of Jesus as being active throughout. So much so that Mark includes fact and action when he speaks of Jesus. What he says contains the most vivid account. For him, detail is important. And for him, the response and reactions of Jesus are important too. But look more closely to the beginning of Mark's Gospel, and another author can be found. Mark was not a disciple, and neither became an apostle. He was certainly familiar with Jesus, but lacked some eyewitness contact. But he did know Peter. And what is known is that Peter, the disciple and apostle, spoke through Mark, making the beginning of Mark's Gospel the beginning of Peter's experience of Jesus. And whilst that experience involved many things which changed his life and the course of his life, it's Peter's response to failure which is best known. And more than that, Jesus' response to Peter following that failure. For that was Peter's turning point. That was his beginning when it seemed as if it was his end. And that's why both Mark and Peter begin as they do. First, by speaking of God's provision, the sending of someone to prepare the way for Jesus to come, a role that John the Baptist fulfilled. And then by speaking of God's preparation, as a way of forgiveness was made known, all through what John said and did. But then, you might believe that what was written was for a particular audience, that those who were familiar already would benefit most. Yet Mark, along with Peter, wrote not only to those that already knew, but to others. For Mark's Gospel had a message for Rome, for the Roman Empire, for the culture and people who knew little or nothing of Jesus at that time. For Mark's Gospel is designed for all who would look elsewhere rather than in the direction of Jesus. And Mark's Gospel is designed for all who would consider other possibilities rather than believe in Jesus. And Mark's Gospel is designed for all who would dismiss the idea of a Messiah rather than accept that Jesus is just that. For Mark's Gospel introduces someone like no other. John the Baptist was able to baptize with water, but even he pointed to Jesus, the one who would baptize in a different way, in a way that would transform all who encountered him, in a way that would renew all who encountered him, in a way that would sustain all who encountered him, in a way that would forgive all who encountered him, and in a way that would release all who encountered him. But to know that, to experience that, to know him and to experience him in that way, all of that is a beginning, a new beginning for you and for me. All of which coincides with what God has set in motion. For he has begun what can enable us all to know who we truly are, who we were meant to be, what we were meant to do, who we can be, and what it can all mean. For it's God who says first, I've started, so I'll finish. Giving each one of us the opportunity not only to answer, but to know a different outcome in our lives.